In the 3 days leading up to Independence Day, 1863, Americans waged the greatest of battles against one another at Gettysburg. So for the next 3 days, we'll go there to take a look at the people that played an important role in the conflict. We begin with the man who led the Union, a man most Americans cannot name. The American Countryside returns after this. Many people who visit Gettysburg National Battlefield can't tell you the name of the general who led the Union to victory. It was not Ulysses Grant, but George Gordon Meade.
He actually took command of the army just a few days before the battle actually started, and if you put yourself in his shoes for a second, you'll realize how much pressure he was under. He had never commanded an army, and he's in the middle of a campaign that's going to decide the fate of the country, and he's going to soon face a Confederate army led by General Lee that many people considered invincible.
Eric Campbell is a ranger at the National Battlefield.
Meade was a professional soldier by trade. He had graduated from West Point early in his career, served in the Mexican War, had become a civilian engineer for a while, but he rejoined the Army, and he basically designed lighthouses along the coasts and up in the Great Lakes area, and that's what he was doing when the war started.
Meade's Union Army did prevail at Gettysburg, but he was quickly criticized when he did not pursue Lee southward. Even the president was disappointed with Meade, but Campbell says some of the criticism is misplaced.
All that, I think, is very unrealistic considering the pressure he was under and the circumstances he was under. He'd lost a quarter of his army, lost some of his best subordinate commanders, and to think he could destroy the Confederate army, I think, is unrealistic. So he doesn't even get to enjoy the fruits of victory before immediately he gets criticized.
Meade remained commander of the Army of the Potomac for the rest of the war. However, Grant is the name most people remember.
Grant, when he comes in, he's promoted above Meade. He overshadows Meade. So Meade is never replaced, but he also, again, never gets any credit. And I think the ultimate insult is he faithfully commands this army throughout the rest of the war. And then when Lee surrenders at Appomattox, nobody even bothers to tell Meade that the surrender is going to take place or invite him to the ceremony.
Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.